This is Box from the band Box, and you're listening to the Brutally Delicious Podcast. Oh, you're recording this. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Thanks for joining us. Sorry for being late. I'm Bruce. That's my partner, Chris and Rena.
Hello.
The last one went way too long.
Uh-oh. Well, let's go for a couple hours. What do you say?
Depends on how funny you are, but maybe.
Oh, man. It's going to be real dry. Real dry.
How are you?
You're already killing it.
What's that?
How are you? You doing all right?
Oh, I'm awful, dude. Fuck this shit. Oh, wait, can I cuss on your
Yeah, you can for sure. Chris is the worst. We need a dinger for every time he curses. If we put a quarter, it would be rich.
Oh, yeah. My mom listened to one episode, and she was like, do you have to say the F word so much? I was like, fucking rights I do.
Where do you think I got it from, Mom?
Definitely not from her.
My mom was a bartender, so, oh, God.
Oh, really? She's like,
come out of her mouth, dude. Good Lord.
Where are you located?
I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, cool. The home of the craft breweries.
Home of the craft fentanyl.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, we went there.
All right.
Let's just get that out of the way, man. I'm over it, dude. It's nice out, but that's about it. If you like the sound of people screaming and really beautiful weather.
Why are they screaming?
Well, I'm still trying to figure it out.
That's just, you know, sun shining, butterflies, all that shit, and then just
so this actually surprises me, because your band is so fucking heavy, and you're in like the hippie center of the universe, basically. How do those two things start and combine?
There's no hippies here, man. They're all gone. They went down to Eugene or something. I don't know, dude. Or it's in me. I guess I'm carrying the torch now. I'm looking at my garden right now, and it's sad.
How accurate is Portlandia then? Is it pretty accurate?
I mean, I've only seen a handful of episodes. But I can't really attest to that. I have no idea. I'm not sure.
Because it comes off as like super trendy and super elitist almost.
There's definitely some of that for sure. Yeah. I feel kind of weird around here. Just because, you know, I moved here like 15 years ago. So, it's changed substantially since I moved here, but then I have friends that have been there their whole life, and they tell me how different things were back in the late 90s, and I can't really understand. Right. So I can only imagine for them, they've seen the change like 3-4 different times. So
yeah. I've only been to Portland one time and I fucking loved it, but that was in like 2000, somewhere in there.
Oh yeah, that sounds like the what do you call it, the glory days or whatever, right?
Yeah, I came down from Vancouver. And fuck, it was a party.
Oh, you guys are all in Canada.
No.
I'm in Richmond.
I live in D.C. now.
And Rena.
And if you can guess where I am, I'm going to buy you a beer.
San Francisco.
Nope.
Not even close.
Damn.
Oh, you've got an accent.
Try Europe.
You've got an accent. You're from South Africa.
Not even close.
Try Europe, I say. South Africa.
Wait, Is Africa not in Europe? Oh man, are you recording this, dude? Yeah. Oh wait,
I'm gonna narrow it down for you even more. But this is a lie. It doesn't actually. I was gonna say Scandinavia, but Finland is not a part of Scandinavia. We are a part of Fennoscandia, which is apparently different. But Helsinki, that's where I am.
Helsinki?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Finland.
Where's Finland at?
Beside
next
Russia.
To Sweden and Russia.
Just near South Africa.
Wait, where's Russia?
Yeah, super close.
I love this interview already.
Sorry, man.
Me too. It's awesome. And I, you know what I love about you? And is that your name? Like, Bo? Is that how you, like?
No, I'm Andy.
Andy.
Yeah.
Andy. Okay.
Oh, yeah. The thing is called Box, or the project is called Box right now. I might change it again. I don't know.
Right. But it's B-O-X, right? Not B-A. Yeah. Okay, yeah, because Bruce has a tendency to fucking misspell.
No, I disagree totally.
Can you imagine? You can go next. But can you imagine this fucker misspelled Dire Straits? That wasn't embarrassing at all.
The guy's like, who spelt Dire Straits? And we're like, Bruce. He was just like, we're interviewing Dire Straits, and Bruce is just like misspelling their name. I'm like,
dude. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and tell another quick story. Chris and I did a whole interview once. We didn't even know who we were talking to. We had the wrong band.
That's a true story.
That's awesome.
I don't know how the paperwork got screwed up, but we had a whole conversation with the band, and when he gave the bumper at the end, we're like, oh shit, that's who we were talking to.
Yeah, we were asking him all kinds of questions, and they had nothing to do with his band.
But that's kind of like, you know, the social game where you put that card up and you can't see what it says, and then others have to get, like, you know, you have to ask questions. Yeah. So it was basically just that, but the band didn't know that they were participating. But hey, circling this thing now to Box, to your project, which is freaking heavy, and you're for some reason doing it in the middle of hipsters and screaming people. So tell us more about Box. And the video is really cool.
I thought you were Tom Petty, man. What do you want to know, man? It's kind of a deep well to dive into.
Right.
Yeah, dude.
Where did the costume idea come from? I'll ask that question. Because like in the video, it's pretty creepy.
The black. Oh, so we're talking about the black and white video, right?
Where yeah.
Like George Romero kind of shit.
Yeah, it was Succumb.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know, I just made a costume for it. It's just, it comes from comic books and cartoons, and it's all fucking, what do you call it? It's all fantasy world, man. It's my little world that I live in, because I can't handle reality, dude. So I make costumes, and I got that one. I got a red one that I made too, and I'm having somebody make me another one. So I don't have to do it, because I'm not very good at making costumes.
So you just come up with the ideas and then have somebody else do it?
Yeah. Yeah, just someone who's got a better hand and eye at making, you know, someone that does it for real, you know?
Yeah, when I was watching the video, I was like, okay, this song is pounding, first of all. It's fucking like, I found it interesting because it was like thrash, but like there's quarter notes. And like, I was just like, what the fuck is happening here? It was really cool. But then all of a sudden, I'm looking at this person in the costume, and every now and then you see your teeth. And I was just like, oh my God, there's a face there. Like, how did you go about shooting that video?
I just had a couple friends of mine go to the river. That's pretty much it, dude. I was like, hey, I want to shoot this video at this state park that I really like. And, I had my friend Ian and Brianna go out there, and we were there for a few hours and shot some Romero looking stuff, and had enough footage to make it look kind of cool.
Nice. Did you build that little stick thing?
No, that was there, man.
That was there.
We got lucky, dude. Tweaker Town went to work that morning or something, and they heard we were coming by.
Tweaker Town.
Yeah, they did a couple hits, dude, and fuck, they got it done for us real cheap.
So, Cherry Blossoms at Night, due out in July 29th. What's been the, how'd the writing process go? Is it strictly you writing everything and then playing everything, or do you have a band, and how does that work out?
Yeah, I do everything, except for, there's two songs in there, right? A couple friends produce some stuff. And originally it wasn't going to be like that. I had a different side too, but I had to replace a bunch of songs and put some stuff on there for some good friends of mine, and then put some stuff on top of their stuff. But yeah, I just got a little room that I work out of. It's real damp. It's real depressing.
Well, Portland is damp.
It's so damp, dude. I can smell really? Water. Do you know what water smells like?
Yeah.
I don't know
water had to smell until I moved here, man.
Yeah, dude. The winters, on the Pacific Ocean, in the Pacific Northwest, it's like you get cold, but not on your skin. It's like in your bones.
Yeah.
And like, there's only one way to warm up, and that's to have a fucking shower. Like,
smoke meth.
Yeah.
Smoke meth. Nice.
Dude, I grew up in Alaska, man. And like, it's cold as hell up there, but it ain't like being down here. Like, I think it's way colder down here for sure.
The feeling of cold in the Pacific Northwest is something that only if you live there do you understand.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Vancouver for 20 years, and in the fucking winter, man, holy shit.
Dude, I bet.
Like, it's fucking freezing.
Growing up in Alaska, I guess this is sort of Rena's territory as well, with a certain amount of darkness every year, that cycling. Did that add to your depressive state or this darkness that you've got going on?
Oh, I was waiting for you to ask this question. Yes, absolutely. 4 hours of sun a day, man, and surrounded by moose and polar bears and
right.
And Republicans with shotguns wondering who I am in the midst of all that, dude. Yeah.
And then add on all the screaming and, like, you know, it's just a terrible combination.
And you go to the extreme opposite corner into Portland.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that would be the absolute opposite.
Yeah, Portland would be the opposite of Alaska, I would think.
Yeah, dude. It's weird. It's a weird jump for sure, man.
So I've only ever met one band or heard of one band from Alaska, and that's 36 Crazy Fists.
Yes.
Yeah, great. I remember those guys.
Great fucking band. So how, like, were you active musically in Alaska? Or was it something you did as a hobby and moved to Portland to kind of pursue more so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there is like Anchorage, or I guess Southern Alaska is funny because there was only ever one venue at a time. And it would get shut down. And then somebody would open a new venue up in like 2 or 3 months. And I guess back then they were not very, the city was not savvy on all ages venues, so it was kind of a struggle to just be able to go out and play. And there were a lot of bands up there at that time, like 20 years ago, and there are like way more now. But yeah, when I wasn't working construction in the summer, I'd be trying to play with my friends during the winter when I was a kid. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
fond memories of being like 19 years old and playing all ages venues in Anchorage. I'll cherish those memories forever, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm going to take this in a totally different direction. Whoa. Now I've seen a moose before. Who here has seen a moose?
I have not.
Moose are
must have moose in Finland.
Plenty of fucking moose here.
The first time I saw fucking moose just go up to a fence and just be like, oh, I don't even have to jump. I just walked over it. I'm like, holy fuck. Or the first time I got chased by one on a skidoo, that was fucking scary.
On a what?
On a what?
Oh, shit. That's a Canadian term, skidoo.
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 Don't be dropping skidoo bombs in here, man.
What's this? I don't know what they call it in the U.S. It's
snow machine. Snowmobile.
Snowmobile. Yeah.
Skidoo. What is that? What do you call it in Finland?
Skidoo.
Skadootski.
I mean the snow plow, like, you know, Mr. Homer Simpson, Mr. Plow, what he's driving. You know?
No, it's like when you get on a sled that's right? Motorized with a track, and you're like, ree, ree, and you just give her.
Oh, like those what the fuck, like that? It has like these
Yeah, it's like a bombardier. That's what it's known as.
Like fast water boats, but you are on snow instead.
Yeah. I don't think that's the thing here.
Oh, it is. It
I think we're
is.
Still waiting for that on the adult Chuck E. Cheese that I heard from Jim Taylor. No,
but moose are fucking scary shit, man.
Moose are scary.
not only that, but they're fucking smelly as well, and they carry ticks, so they're fucking dangerous. You know, not just because they can kill you in your car if you're on the same road and you don't swerve, but also they are like, you know, deer and moose are the biggest transporters of ticks, and those can actually give you Lyme disease and ruin your life. So
I didn't know that.
I was not aware of that either.
Oh, shit, that explains what happened to my brain. Fuck.
Yeah, dude.
It wasn't the weed. It was the ticks.
It was the moose.
Are you planning on taking any kind of is out on the road at all, or playing any shows, or is that not a thing at the moment?
Yeah, I play live by my lonesome. I want to go to the East Coast and do like a bus tour or something. And
all by your lonesome in that bus, just you and your gear.
Yeah, absolutely. I
love it.
I'm not gonna say I hate it, but dude, there's doing like West Coast tours, you got to drive, you know, if you don't have shows in Eugene or Medford or something, you have to go straight to Oakland or Sacramento, or no, I guess Sacramento would be first if you have something there, but that's like, you know, that's a long drive, man. And then from Sacramento down to LA, you got another long drive, and everything is so far apart from each other. So like, and I know on the East Coast, like everything's kind of, you know, densely populated.
You can play New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or Pittsburgh, Baltimore, DC, Richmond. Like they're all within a few hours of each other. Really,
I love that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
So how do you play by yourself?
I press play on the laptop and I go.
So do you just sing or do you play guitar too?
I usually play guitar, and sometimes I got a trumpet up there. But I make music videos out of like, you could call it like found footage or something, just like stuff that I like and that plays behind me or on my projector somewhere while I perform. But yeah, it's like that band Sleaford Mods, dude. They just, you know, you press play on the laptop and you go, because I'm not going to be bothered with fucking, you know, a bunch
drummers
of analog
and
gear.
And players and guitar players.
Yeah, I might do like a live band. I've been playing with a few people, but I'm on the cusp of if I really want to do this thing live or just do other things with people and just keep this like a totally lonesome thing. I don't know yet. Still thinking about it. Spitballing.
Nice. Thinking about it is the artist's way. Right?
Oh yeah, man.
What should I do?
Do I like? Do I just
totally picture you on stage, like you've somehow allowed some other person to come and perform with you, and then you just throw a fucking tantrum in the middle of the show and scream at him like, why do you feel the need to sabotage my art, you know, like just do it.
That's actually, I like that.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, just do that for a half hour.
Performance art.
Well, I have a musical theater background, which is kind of lame, but
no, they're cool. I also have a musical theater background. Tell me
don't
more.
Don't you feel weird, dude? Don't you feel weird saying that?
No, I love saying that. Oh, really?
I always feel weird saying it because I don't know. I'm just one of them. I just like to shoot my guns and hang out with moose and shit. But like I used to do musical theater, and there's something really interesting about, you know, song and dance and all that bullshit. I kind of want to make a play out of what I'm doing and do theater shows as opposed to venues.
That's a cool idea.
That's kind of in the far off.
I think your music lends itself to that, though. It's very dramatic and dark and I can see it, and moody.
There's moods. There are many moods. Like extreme egotism. That's one of them. And anxiety.
love anxiety. One of my favorite things in the world. Shit, Bruce, are we running out of time?
Coming close. Yeah. Dude, did we miss anything you want to cover?
I would have loved to keep this up for another half an hour, but
Yeah. Do you want to mention anything? Have we missed anything that you want to talk about?
I want to talk about my love life and my parents. And,
on that note,
do you have one? Because I really don't. No.
Nope. Okay, long.
Everything from music to Bill Chuck E. Cheese to talking about some of your music. So that's
and skidoos.
And skidoos. Yeah, we were everywhere.
Skidoo, you skidoo, man.
No. Hear me out. A skidoo is the main brand of snowmobiles.
I call
so everyone just calls them skidoos. No, I'm serious.
Like that's their name.
My uncle okay. was a skidoo dealer.
On that note,
we're gonna call it a day right there.
It's been a pleasure, man. Thank you for taking the time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's nice talking to you guys. I'll see you on the flip side.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
Catch you later. Oh, take it easy in Portland, eh? Stay safe.
Have a awesome day. Bye. Bye.